Somewhere between 3,000 and 10,000 years ago, people in southeastern Asia started domesticating jungle fowl, tropical members of the pheasant family. Today's barnyard chickens are essentially descendants of the red jungle fowl, but also to a lesser degree of three closely related species, the green, gray, and Sri Lanka jungle fowl. In nature, when any of these four species hybridize, their offspring are generally infertile, like mules. But DNA studies show strands of DNA from the other three species in some chickens. The trait of yellow skin, in particular, seems to have come from gray jungle fowl. A 2022 study suggests that as people started cultivating rice and millet, wild jungle fowl started gravitating to wherever the grains were produced or stored. So agriculture may have initiated the process of domestication, and it widened the jungle fowl's ranges. Chickens are such an important source of meat and eggs that it never occurred to me that they'd been domesticated for any other reason than food production. But I was wrong. The earliest archaeological evidence suggests chickens were first domesticated for sport fighting and ritual purposes. I guess that makes sense. If the birds were more abundant where rice and millet were grown, they'd have been plenty easy to hunt for food without people going to the trouble of maintaining them in captivity. Once chickens were domesticated, people could selectively breed them for desirable traits. Some of the most obvious differences between wild and domesticated jungle fowl are in feather colors and patterns. Wild red jungle fowl have the classic red, black, and green plumage. Domestic chicken breeds are far more variable, though some bear the classic pattern too. Wild red jungle fowl have gray legs, while many, but not all, domestic chickens have yellowish legs. One feature that is supposed to be consistently different between wild and domestic chickens is in the length of the last syllable of the rooster's crow, something I didn't know about last year in Key West or this year in Kauai, where many of the feral chickens are still genetically related to wild red jungle fowl. I'll pay closer attention to their calls next week when I return to Key West. People engaged in cockfighting selectively bred for birds with more aggressive behavior and more dangerous spurs. Large poultry operations raising chickens for eggs try to maximize egg production. Domestic chickens and wild red jungle fowl are what scientists call indeterminate layers, meaning they keep laying eggs until they have a full clutch, about 6 to 12 eggs, but there's a wide margin of error. If eggs are removed before a female has completed her clutch and becomes broody, she'll keep laying. In one famous and cruel experiment on a northern flicker, an indeterminate layer who normally produces 6 to 8 eggs in a clutch, after a female had laid 2 eggs, a scientist removed one whenever a new egg appeared, keeping at it until that poor bird had produced 71 eggs in 73 days. When people raise chickens for eggs, consistently removing the eggs from the nests every day or two, the hens keep on laying, usually one per day. Wild red jungle fowl in natural situations in places where climate favors a single clutch a year would normally produce about 10 to 15 eggs per year. Once a hen grows broody, she'll focus on incubating the eggs and then raising the chicks. Laying hens in factory farm situations produce 250 to 300 eggs a year. The record in the Guinness Book of World Records is 371 eggs in 364 days. The birds are bred to be extraordinarily fecund, and their feed is rich in nutrients and calcium, but despite genes and a scientifically developed diet, this level of production rapidly depletes their bodies, giving them a much shorter lifespan than hens living more natural lives. People raising chickens for meat production have selectively bred larger birds. So like domestic ducks, compared to their ancestor wild mallards, chickens are larger than those original red jungle fowl. So domestication has changed the jungle fowl genome enormously. Chickens sometimes escape captivity and try to eke out a life as wild birds, and in a few places, enough have succeeded well enough to build up sustaining populations. Next time, I'll talk about where this process of feralization has happened in the United States, particularly on Key West, Florida, and the Hawaiian island of Kauai. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.